Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hours. It's thundering outside. So, and
Ooh.
this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Just that little piece of information. It went boom, right, but, or as I'm
She's thunder,
saying.
I'll be lightning, except for it's not thunder
Okay.
over here. Yeah.
If you see anything doing that, it's because
Blink
it's.
out. If you blink out, Tiffany, you're gonna have to pop on. Okay. Just like you just did just now, the way you didn't pop on, that doesn't work. No.
Yes, and Tiffany is our moderator. So, Tracy, if she has questions, if anybody has questions, or
Yes, if you go to the chat and put Tiffany in capital letters, she knows you're asking a question. If you surround her with emojis, she might even be more drawn to it. So why not do that?
not.
And just put Tiffany in capital letters. So far, everything that's coming in is YouTube, and I hope it's on mine. Did you guys go to my YouTube?
Mine, please come
Ooh,
to mine and tell us where you're from and while you're coming in. So tell us where you're from so you're lighting up your grid. I keep saying your grid. Well, it is your grid, but it's also the grid. So,
the grid, the collective grid.
yes.
Yeah. So, yes, light up the grid. Come comment, share this video on your page if you would, and let's just spread the word. And we're live and we're taking your questions. And if you get in there and you put it in capital letters, Tiffany. She'll know you're asking a question. If you are on Facebook and you are wanting to comment, please make sure you're opening it up into its full form so that we can get the questions. We're not quite sure if it comes in if you're just commenting on the feed. That made sense.
Open it up.
All right. So, you guys, this competition between YouTubes is always just like. There was one week where I was almost there, and then Julia's boost came in again, and she almost doubled me again.
Love
So
you all so much.
my feelings. I can't even do it. So come on over to my YouTube page. Anyways, for those of you that are on there and that are watching both of our channels, so that we both get equal opportunity. Thank
Yeah,
you.
you can do that too.
Absolutely. We're having fun with you guys all the time. So, and thank you for you guys that were sharing the videos last week. That was really cool and letting us know that you shared it. That's super awesome. So thank
Very
you
nice.
for doing
Yeah.
that. And yeah, let's get the word around that two cool chicks and another third cool chick that won't turn her camera on are answering questions Friday nights. Yeah.
Yeah, if you resonate with having fun, being fun, and making complicated concepts, pulling them into a really nice, fun, understandable way of grasping it, we're not going to treat things. I mean, we're not super serious. These are serious topics. These are big topics, but we're not going to be, oh, these are, make them like that. This is life. This is what we're all living, we're all doing. So how about we grasp them, have fun? Life is about having fun. It's about joy. It's about all these things. So that's what we do. That's
We do.
why. I mean, we just have fun.
Yeah. And we're going to share our thoughts on something, but if it doesn't resonate, that's okay.
Yeah.
And, that's just the way we do it. And you get to decide if you want to jump on board with what we're saying. Sometimes we're just throwing a thought out there, just like you guys. That's kind of what we do. It's just like, I wonder if it could be like this or like that, or this is what I get with that. And we're encouraging all of you to explore like that. What do you get?
Tap into your knowing abilities. I had someone, I just went blank. One of the comments last week, someone said that they felt like they were sitting in the living room with us chatting. That is probably the greatest compliment I feel like we could get. It's like, because that's what
Yeah.
we do. I mean, it's like we are doing the same as we do when we just talk every week, because Tracy, Tiffany, and I all talk every week and we just have jam sessions. And so we're just letting you in on them now.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually had somebody say that today to me. Had a conference call and they're like, It's weird. I just was listening to you last night with your metaphysical hour, I feel like I had a conversation with you then, and I'm having a conversation with you now. So we do like that. That's so fun that we can be adopted into your reality like that. That's what we want to do. Yeah. All right. What do we got? What do we got? Are we ready yet? Oh, I don't see enough locations coming in yet.
Okay. Do you want to
Here's
do an
the chat.
energy thing, Bobber? An
Yeah. Yeah,
energy thing.
we can jump into energy updates. So confession time, since you are in our living rooms and all. Julia and I have been getting ready to fly out to see Tiffany tomorrow. We're gonna head out. And we've been kind of like and going in different directions and all the things. The other thing we've been playing with is the Iceland cruise. And so yeah, now you guys get us, and we're kind of like, what are we talk
Where,
about?
yeah, because we're doing all these things in the future, and it's like, oh, here now, and this
Yeah,
is when you
let's
know
reel us
about,
back in.
when time is not real is when just try doing that for a while. Plan things out a year out, or do things that are a year out, and see what happens to your time.
It's there is no. I told somebody it was 2025 2 days ago. Like, I mean, 2024. That's like you lose track of what year you're in, what day you're in. It's all good. It's beautiful. Okay, so energy updates. We all know we're in Mercury in retrograde, and
Do
lots of
you
things
feel like
have
it's
been.
calmed down? I mean, it's probably more in the middle of it or something, or is it? I don't feel like the chaotic
I'm going
energy.
to tell you, Mercury, it just sits there and goes, ooh, it's like chess pieces on a chessboard. So
That's still happening, but it feels like the energy is a little more relaxed to me, but
it
maybe.
might be. I've been in an office for 3 days, just kind of in real focused doing sessions. But one of the sessions, so typically people will book 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. And this person booked 9:30. So when I looked at my calendar, I'm thinking 10 because it was further down, the way they kind of graph them. And so I'm thinking it was 10. So I'm getting there at 9:30, and she's sitting there on a little bench in front of my door waiting.
Wow, you're early.
I said, oh, you're early. And she kind of gave me a funny look, and she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, come on in. And so I'm getting set up, and I go to get the recording stuff ready to go. And I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, you're not early, are you? And she goes, no. It was really wearing me. I said, I was on time, but I wasn't early. Like, I didn't give myself that allowance to set up. I was not early. And anyways, I said, I'm just seeing that you were at 9:30 and not 10 o'clock. Just so you know, I thought that your appointment was 10. And so anyways, I think Mercury is still having its go-abouts with me.
Yeah, sounds
And
like it.
yeah, so a few things like that. But my computer seems to be working a little bit better today. It's been working like a dial-up computer ever since Mercury started. And it's like, I don't want to invest money in it because I think it's just Mercury playing with things. So I'll wait. But I've been able to connect and not have any problems there. But so it's possible that it got a little bit lighter, but this could be what you're feeling. Mercury's still there in retrograde, but other things have shifted where opportunities are supposed to be opening up. And so this is the information that I got. If you've been working on something and an opportunity comes up, go for it. And if you haven't, and a new opportunity that shows up, or a new relationship or something, if you can just push it off until the retrograde. So they're saying don't start something new if it's at all possible. And if you do start something new, just be really careful to check all the boxes to make sure, everything is check it three times, just check it over. If it's a relationship, just be aware that you're starting a relationship in a retrograde. So, anyways, but if
What happens when you start a relationship in a retrograde?
well, I think there could
I
be a
know
lot
it,
of
things come back around.
miscommunication.
Oh, okay, communication
I
issues.
think, yeah, I think that communication could be rocky, and then that'll kind of be how your relationship launches. And so
Okay, that
that's
doesn't
my
make
understanding of it. But
sense.
yeah, so just be careful if you're getting into something new. But if you've been working on something, it is supposed to like you're going to get some windows of opportunity with that, and maybe even bigger, better than you thought. And some really, so that might be the lighter energy, because it's like everything you've been working on is finally starting to show up and find its way to completion, or finally start going. And even though Mercury in retrograde is supposed to feel like you're going backwards, if you've been working on something, that's going to feel like it's going forward. So that's my understanding of what we're in right now.
Well, that's the feeling. It's like things move. We're usually it's like but it feels like some movement. So that's that lighter energy. So that's what it was. And when is Mercury out of retrograde?
It was the end of the month. I want to say like the 24th. I'd have to look it up. I don't know. But somebody in the chat would probably know, or could look it up for
Yes.
us, and then we'll holler it out. Because, yeah. But then so you got a little shadow in the beginning of it, and you got a little shadow afterwards. So even with the ending date, you still got like another week or so of it really fizzling out. So anyway, like we've said before, don't alter your life around Mercury in retrograde, but just be aware that, oh, my communication is off. And we was doing that in a text with our Iceland group today. I'm like, I'm just being very specific because it's Mercury in retrograde. I want to know I understood that right. And just being very clear with each other. Yeah.
Since you mentioned that, text messages, emails, there's been it's like a need for clarification on these things a lot. So I guess that, I guess I just take that as normal anymore. So, okay, that makes sense.
I think, going through these retrogrades consciously has made me do that, yeah, all year round. It's like, okay, I don't want to assume I know what they mean, because that is a little vague, and I don't want to assume I know what they mean when they say XYZ. So I'm going to clarify. Or, meeting somebody for coffee. Okay, I'll see you at 10 o'clock at this exact, there's 1,000 Starbucks out there. You could both be sitting in a different Starbucks thinking you got stood up. So make sure you get the address and all that, the time right. Yeah. So those kind of things. But yeah,
Makes sense.
that's the energy. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now you know.
Now you know.
All
That's it. Let's get Tiffany in here and have her help us celebrate where everybody's from.
So first of all, it's 27th or 28th. I Googled it and I got two different answers. So
Oh, okay.
that's the end, or that's when
Choose
it goes
your
out of
own
retrograde
adventure.
and then it goes to a shadow period after that. Is that right? Or is it
Correct.
of
Something
everything?
about it goes direct on the 27th or 28th.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Thank you, Tiffany.
You're welcome. People in the chat also were saying it.
Thank you, people in the chat.
So we have Canada, Tennessee, Australia, the UK, New York, Colorado, California, North Carolina, Florida, Michigan, South Carolina, Kansas.
Kansas, okay.
Let's see.
Getting close to here.
Ireland.
Ireland, that's not
Woo!
close to here.
No. Pennsylvania, Georgia, New Mexico, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Arizona. If I'm not saying your place, it's because I've already said your general location, Chicago, New Zealand,
She's filtering.
Ohio, Missouri, Idaho, Wisconsin,
Everywhere.
I said Chicago, so I'll skip you. Virginia, Minnesota, Indiana. I'm not skipping you. Everybody is welcome. And we appreciate you're here.
My God.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for lighting up your part, just shining your light and just showing, you
Yeah.
adding the grid. That is so cool. And even when you listen later, you are still You are here. Remember, there is no time, so you are here. So make sure you let us know. I love it when I get messages later where they're
Yeah.
from. I love it.
Yeah, that's fun. It's fun for us to see, just see how everywhere you guys are everywhere.
Everywhere.
So,
So
yeah. Love it. All right.
yeah.
What else do we have? Are we ready for questions?
I think so, if we have any.
Okay. Unless you got any updates or anything to share before we get started in that.
No, but I felt like before we came in, because you said, oh, you had some energy things. And then I was getting the sense that something, maybe you got some information or something happened in a session recently with you that you might want to share.
Oh, interesting. She knows that I've had three back-to-back sessions, which I don't normally do. I usually give myself a day off in between because it can be intense. And so these sessions are kind of like they all went like this.
Imagine, I imagine. That's really cool. So what does a melded session look like?
Well, one of the things that all three did was it went very first off right into current life. And we've talked about that a little bit, but it is really good to remind you guys if you're getting sessions, it's so common right now.
Very common.
Oh, right into current life and childhood stuff, because what's happening energetically is the karma has been healed. And now you're going into healing that part of yourself. You're just yourself and going on the self-love journey. What needs healed within you? You went through all the karma, and now where are the wounds that need to be healed from that? And so it makes sense that you go into childhood memories in your sessions. It's like, to me, it's just fascinating because I'm like, here's another one that went into your childhood memories. And where are those wounds surfacing from is those childhood memories. And,
And when those are healed, I mean, because remember, there's not because that wound is what's defining you. If you're holding on to it, that's what's defining your present situation, your present feelings about yourself. So we go back and we understand those, we heal them, or they are healed. Huge impact on who you are now.
I may or may not have recommended for people to take the course, the SoulSpeak course, because it's to me it's so important on this journey. One of the most important things to learn in self-healing is how is that body talking to you? The right side, the left side, a shoulder, an elbow, a kneecap, a foot, an organ. What is the message with that? And Julia's book goes into that. So SoulSpeak, I'm going to just do a little plug and show you what the book looks like. And you get that all kinds of places. You want to tell people where they can get that?
You can get it on Amazon. Your bookstores will have it. You may have to order it because they don't carry as many books now. But you can get them through there or the publisher, ozarkmt.com. So Ozark Mountain Publishing.
Anyways, so that was recommended several times. And so just knowing that we're getting to this part of our journey, I started doing this many years ago. Like 19 years ago, I started doing Dreaming Out, or 19 when I was 19. Sorry, I wish that was only 19 years ago. When I was 19, I started doing dream analogy and just where the world was then to where it is now is just mind-blowing to me. And let's just help each other keep growing like that. This is what it's about. It's about us coming together as a community and let's drop those ego pieces that feel competitive or jealous or any other things, because I'm going to tell you what, here's another message that was coming in all week is everybody has all of it. You have all the clairs, you have all the abilities. You can be a energy worker. You can be a channel. You can be a psychic. You can be a medium. You can be whatever you want to be
As you have
because you
it.
have it all. And we all have it all. And that's where we're all trying to remember all of that, because then we're going to get into telepathy and biolocating, and we're going to require less food, and we're going to be able to generate through more energy and upgrade our bodies to more of an energy body. There's so many cool things coming for us, but let's help each other get there. Let's support each other. Don't get upset if you see somebody doing something you want to do. What I was told one time when I was really working for something, and it seemed like everyone around me was having it happen but me. And somebody said, well, that is because you're attracting it. Everyone around you is your mirror, and you're seeing it because it's happening. You're becoming the vibrational match to it. So now you're seeing it, which means you're so close. So don't be mad about it, because then that pushes that away. Get excited that you're seeing it. Get excited that you're coming across it in whatever avenue you are, because it means you're getting really close to really adopting that for yourself. So anyway,
That's perfect.
that's my speech.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful because so many times that's what people say, well, I don't have that, so I must not be psychic. I must not have any abilities because I don't have that. And that takes a whole new light, a whole new angle on it. It's like if it's around you, pay attention. It's yours.
Yeah. That's right. We're always talking about the mirrors. Everything's, it's mirroring something to you. It's showing you something. And if you're seeing the things you want to do or the accomplishments you want to make and somebody else is making it, don't be mad that they're making it and you didn't. It means you're getting close.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Love it. Love it. That's a big deal message, guys.
Let's put
That
a stamp on that one.
is. Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah. So glad you asked. Yeah.
I knew there was something.
Yep. You did. I didn't. I was like, okay, well, let's see.
We'll just go
What
with
was the theme this week? And
it.
that's the other thing. As a practitioner, you guys have probably noticed that you will get themes, and it's like, wow, another one doing, okay. And they'll come in like little groups where you're getting the same theme. And guess what? That's our mirror. So,
Absolutely. Yeah.
yeah. So
So
cool.
did what they were working on, did that make sense to you for things that you are working on?
It was helping me. We had the going into that. It helped me to really solidify that we're healing those inner child wounds. It was inner child wounds, ancestral bloodlines, and it seems like there was a third thing, but it was kind of like these were my theories, and then it's kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm probably attracting this because I've been talking about this. And so it just kind of helped anchor that in for me. Also, where I'm doing my own healing of inner child, ancestral, whatever, So I think we're all getting to that place. Twin flames are coming up a lot. We've talked enough about that. You'll find another show on that. So we don't need to go into it again. But yeah, a lot of people coming into those kind of connections. And if you guys want to know what Julia and I think of those connections, go find the video that has the twin flames in the title. It's not worth us, spending 20 minutes on it here, but because we've already talked about it. So yeah. But yeah, so a lot of things, and they're all very positive, because to me, when those things are showing up, it means we did the other work so that we could get to this point. And so to me, that's kind of like a graduation moment where, oh, look at this theme of people, more and more people going into this kind of work, and they're done with this, with the karma. They're going into self-healing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like they're recognizing the karma is over because that was a lot of it. The karma's been done, but we were still acting on habit and just doing things because it's what we were used to doing. And so I feel like more people are accepting that, no, this is over. And now I'm responsible for moving forward for my own growth. And I'm healing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as practitioners, that might be helpful to hear some of that. And as people going in to have sessions, also, the sessions are showing up a little differently these days. You're not going into past lives necessarily.
Don't, it's okay. You're
Yeah.
going to go to where is appropriate. You're going to go to the best place. Your higher self is in charge and is guiding you the whole way. It will take you to the most appropriate time and place. So if you're going to something, wherever you go, it's what's right for you.
Yeah.
There, we can't, that's why we don't know. It's so fun because we have no idea where you're going to go. Nothing gives us a clue for anything.
No. Yeah. We don't know till your feet hit the ground, you start describing it to us. So, I do want to say, though, if you do go into a past life, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're still working on karma.
No,
That's done.
it's
And it
done.
could just be showing you something else, or it could be showing you something fun. Like one scenario would be somebody seeing a lifetime where they had a really happy marriage and showing them, and they're single in this life and they're kind of pursuing something like that. And it's just showing them what's possible. It wasn't anything to do with karma. It was just showing them that what they're
You
looking
have had
for,
it.
well, yeah, this is what it will look like, and giving them kind of a, you've had this before, this is what it looks like. So it was a happy one. It wasn't a karmic thing.
It
So
sounds like a remembering.
yeah.
Had it before. So now, because sometimes I think when you haven't experienced it in this life, you're not really sure what it is you're looking for. It's like, I want this, but I don't know what that feels like, what it looks like, especially if you don't have a model in your life of it, or something. So that's where it's showing, okay, you've had this before. We're showing it to you so you can remember the feeling, remember how it looks, remember all of it. So then now it will attract in.
Yeah.
It's going to attract in anyway. If you have somebody in your line to, or in your blueprint, let's put it that way, in your blueprint to be in your life, they will be. What's that phrase you say? If it's supposed to be,
A reason, a season, and a lifetime, or if it's meant to be yours, it won't pass you by. So
exactly.
those
That
are
was it.
my little go-tos.
If it's meant to be yours, it will not pass you by. So hold on to that. It's just, some it's just things need to get into place. That's what's happening so many times. It's not necessarily I mean, it can be a time thing, which we don't understand, we don't have, but it's waiting for certain events, maybe certain people to get in certain places, things like that. Watch some of these time shows. It'll make sense. Oh, yeah, these characters needed to be in position before this could happen. Things like that. Characters or other events.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't have been ready. And when you do have it happen, you look back and it's like, oh, I get why it happened now. It wouldn't have worked before. I wouldn't have been ready or whatever, something.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right.
Trust.
I have
Oh,
to
they're
go.
yelling, trust, trust the universe. Oh,
That
yeah.
should be a stamp we all just wear on our foreheads right now, the trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people are being kind of asked to take a little leap of faith in things, and trust that you're going to be okay. You're going to be taken care of. Shall we get the Almighty Tiffany in
I
here?
think so.
Okay. Oh, great one.
Oh,
Hello. Hello,
hello.
darling.
So first question, can you please talk about twin flame? I'm just kidding.
I know. One question. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Tiffany, but there was a question from last week's show. We made a comment about Lionsgate, and somebody was saying they didn't know what that meant. So, you did something on for Lionsgate this year. So,
Yeah.
you want to explain it a little bit?
Yeah, so what I did with Lionsgate is it's like this open portal of
And the
opportunity.
day, it's about the day, the numbers, because it's
Oh my
all time,
God. I
so
asked permission to share this, by the way. I had a client whose birthday was 8888. Cool, right?
okay, yeah, very cool.
I kid you not, I was like, oh my God, we got to ask about that when you're in there. And I wrote it down and I totally forgot to ask it. I wrote it down in a spot that wasn't in an obvious place. And by the time we got done with her questions, I bring her back. And then we both were saying something. And then I'm like, oh, and she knew exactly what I was doing that for. She goes, we forgot my birthday. And I was like, oh my God. I said, well, you could still get the information.
I was just gonna say,
You
she
could
still
still
has
get it.
access.
Yeah, and I said, whatever you get on that, let me know. But anyways, I just thought that was so interesting. And she never realized there was a correlation with those numbers until about a year or so ago, I think she said. And then she realized, oh, this actually is important that my birthday is 8888. But okay, so Lionsgate, it was kind of like what we'd ended up doing with it was really expanding the mind into remembering who we are, where we come from, and the infinite, infinite opportunities we have to connect with parts of ourselves. Think about it, you guys. There's a multiverse and universes and da, da, da. It's like many, many, many universes like ours out there. And we've had experiences and
All of
probably
them.
all of them.
Yeah.
And here we are in this one, and we have what I was calling threads to those infinite amount of lifetimes. So when you're going through something here, you just ask, connect me to the part of me that knows how to do this
Yeah.
and bring it in. I mean, there's going to be some things that in this dimension and frequency, some of the abilities we won't be able to reach in this frequency, but we're raising our frequency. And when we do raise it, we'll be able to do that and do all the things. But anyways, it's eights are abundance numbers. They're a number that says, hey, you're going to be taken care of. It's infinity. It's the infinity symbol. There's just so much symbology around it. So it was really, and we're still in this energy of, manifesting. And so it was like, get real clear about what you want to create. Let go of all that fear around, what are you afraid of if you actually create it? Let that go, because there's fear around creation. I don't know if people think, no, there's nothing at risk. There's nothing to fear here. And it's like, there is something at risk. Your life will change. And when your
Well,
life
also fear of
changes,
failure that you won't do it, but then I think that it's been you're more afraid of succeeding, and it's for these reasons. Yes, things will change.
Things will change. People won't resonate with you anymore and they'll fall away. So your friendships and relationships will shift. You're going to change because you're changing your frequency to become a match to this desire.
Right.
So things just change. And so people can be afraid of that. So there's a part of you that knows, okay, if I'm going to pursue this, there are things at risk. Things will change, and what I know is my life now will be different. And so you just got to go and really get clear on that stuff so that you can create those new realities and the abundance. And what does that look like? And what do you want it to look like? Be clear about that. Oh, I want to be successful. That's a little vague. Okay, well, maybe successful means you're running 24/7. And weary and all that, but you're successful. It's the genie's lamp, right? Get clear on what you
Very
want,
clear.
what that looks like. So that's the opportunity you got going right now. So, okay.
Cool. Okay. Now, Tiffany, sorry about that.
No, it was a great conversation. You had a lot of folks resonating with it in the chat.
Cool.
This is from Ellie. I'm constantly knackered, just drained of energy all the time. Could this be an effect of the Earth's shift?
There are a lot of things. There's a lot of astrological things that happen that do it, but yeah, definitely shifting. I for a long time, as we raise our frequency, it's the true our spiritual nature is shifting all the time, and it's things are shifting at different rates, and the physical comes up last. It shifts. It takes a little longer to come back and merge with everything else. So I feel like what that's when we're really, really tired, that's a lot of what's happening. Or when you're feeling some of the aches and pains and discomforts and some of those things. Now there's specific things like in soul speak, but sometimes it's that, it's where it's lagging. The physical is lagging and they're not back in alignment yet. And so we are just like we're running a race trying to catch up with ourselves. And
I think it was on Molly McCord's YouTube. She's one of the astrologers I tell you guys I listen to. She was saying that we are also entering a time of some really powerful solar flares. And for me, the solar flares make me want to
Yeah,
nap a
you
nap.
get really tired. Yeah.
Yeah, so it could
Well,
be
she's
that
saying
you
we're
feel
entering
that.
a time. What time period are we talking about?
I
That a time
remember.
period that does not exist.
Yeah, it. I mean, there's always these things going on. So, it seems like we're a broken record. This is happening. It's pulling up your stuff. You deal with it, and then another version of it will come and pull up your stuff, and we deal with it. So I'm not sure. It seemed like it was about 2 weeks ago when I listened to that, and I'm not sure what time frame she was talking
Okay.
about. I think it was just kind of an in general coming up. There's some strong solar flares coming in. But these solar flares are also carrying codes for our DNA and our cells, and it's helping us to integrate these energies so that we are ready for the higher frequencies. So,
Yeah, and what do you do when, what does the body need to do when it's integrating and processing and trying to do these things? It needs to rest. It needs to get quiet. It needs to sleep. And that's why we get sleepy. That's if you feel tired, if you feel sleepy, get rest. Go ahead. It's okay. We give you permission. You don't have to keep running. Your body is trying to tell you, I need to slow down so I can process this stuff. Sometimes if you won't do that, then that's where the body will get sick to force you to do that. It's like, I'm going to put you to bed so that you will go to sleep so that I can do what I need to do to integrate all this stuff.
yeah. Yep. So I'd say, Ellie, you are right on track. Just take
Yeah,
care of
allow yourself.
yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Give yourself
Hydrate.
rest.
As I've
Hydrate.
learned,
Yes.
hydrate, hydrate,
Hydrate.
hydrate.
Hydrate and breathe.
Yeah.
Take this, oxygen, all those things. The body is just that, just really helps it to move. Yes, it's very similar to having a massage, a really deep tissue massage.
We need to do that. So this is where we're getting back into the living room. I think we need to do that this weekend. Okay. All right. Are we ready for the most precious and jewel and beauty of our lives? Tiffany, would you come in with your presence and grace us?
Oh, that's so lovely. I'm glad that you guys have finally realized my true identity.
Oh, goodness.
You guys touched on Lionsgate. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be too big. I don't know if I can fit in my car later. You touched on Lionsgate. So this question is how from Amber, how do you feel about numerology?
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Go for it, Tracy.
Numerology, there's so many powerful things that go on with numerology, astrology, what's the oh, I'm blanking the other one that I enjoy too. Anyways,
Human design.
human design, thank you. And all of these, you look at them, and is it integers? Is that, I forget how the other one is, but anyways, they all, you look at them, nameology. I was doing name readings
Oh,
the other
she
day.
does a really cool thing with your name.
Yeah, so all of these things hold frequencies, and they tell us things about ourselves, and they're spot on. Like, yeah. So numerology is fun. Find a website if you haven't done it before, and just it'll tell you how to add your birthday and stuff up. And like every year, you enter a new year in numerology, and it
You
kind
have a
of tells
life
you the
path
theme.
number. You have
Yeah.
that's the only one I remember off the top of my head, but you have these different, you have a soul number. You have different numbers that they're
Yeah,
telling
there's
parts of
different. Yeah.
you.
There's even a way to like take your name, and each letter is a number, and then you add that all up, and that gives you the
Your
vibration.
personality. I think that's your personality.
Yeah. So there's, yeah, just go play. Go play. There's so many good websites out there to help you know what to add up and stuff, and it's a fun thing to do. But yeah, I think numerology is another way to just get to know who we are and why we are. I call it the map of our world. Like astrology can be a map of my world. And I had that done before where I took my ex-husband, but at the time he was my husband, took his chart and my chart, and we put it together. And the friend that was doing that for us, he was looking at it, and he goes, "How did you two end up together?" And he's like, "Your map of the world and his map of the world are completely different. And so you would constantly feel like the other one is doing something just to piss you off." And I'm like, "Totally." He goes, "But he isn't. He's not doing that to tick you off. He's doing that because that's his map of the world, and that's how he knows how to do it. And you're doing it this way because that's how your map tells you to do it." And so you're not actually doing it to irritate each other. You just, that's just how you do it. And knowing that helped me to, to just put some stuff at ease. You know, it's like, oh, okay, he's not doing these things to bug me. But it also helped me really understand that it's hard. It was hard to be in a relationship where you are constantly doing things opposite of what the other one's going to do. There's no coming together. It's like you're constantly doing this and then trying to find a way to be together. So, but it tells you a lot of things. And so if you guys have somebody that could read those charts, Julia and I, we had our charts put together because we get along so well. We're like twins, and our charts kind of say it too.
Like
They're
this is
like, well,
the same person.
you guys have different birthdays, different year and all of that, but the charts were almost the same. And it's that's and I, we were talking about that the other day. It's like we just get along. We just do. And you know, I think it's because we are a lot alike, but it's really cool. Oh, we need to do ours with Tiffany.
Yes, we do.
That would be fun.
Be
Anyway.
a weekend project.
We're gonna have to find us an astrologer that can do that and then come on and talk to us about it. That would be fun.
Would
So
be.
yeah, a nice another thing for the weekend, that relaxing weekend we're gonna have at Tiffany's. It's gonna be like project.
Exactly, it's filling up.
That'd be fun. But anyways, that's my take on all of those things. But numerology, I think, is a lot of fun. And you can just get online and do that. You don't need somebody to help you read that.
It's a really great way to get to know yourself, and it's fun. It's not, it's not all those things you have to get really deep and all that. I mean, you can, but you don't. It's just fun. I love looking at it. It's like, oh my gosh, that's me. And it's just fun to see that. It's like, how does this thing know me? That's my name, or that's my birthday. How does it know me so well? Because you picked those things when you were coming in. You picked your birthday, you picked the exact time, you picked your name, all of that for this reason, because all of that adds up to a frequency. And this is about understanding what the frequency is. That's what numerology,
Yeah.
astrology, all those things are.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Miss, I wanted Tiffany, I keep seeing this green emerald around you, so maybe we can look that up later, unless somebody wants to tell us what the green emerald is, but it's a beautiful green emerald energy around you. And so can I just call you Princess Emerald, and do you have another question for us?
That's fantastic. I was going to say maybe it's because I'm the Wicked Witch of the West.
No,
But
the Wicked Witch in the West did not have emerald.
she was green.
That was Glinda the Good Witch.
No, but she
No,
was green.
she was green, and she was around Emerald City.
Ha
She was
ha.
around it, wasn't she?
The Wicked Witch was?
Yeah.
I thought
Well,
that was Glinda.
they were both in the area. I mean, Glinda was the Good Witch of the. The Wicked Witch of the West, and then Glinda, let's see, the East was her sister, and then Glinda was from the North or South. She was a good witch.
Okay, so we're looking at who was in the Emerald City.
They all came to Emerald City. Emerald City is where
Oh,
it was, the
okay.
Wizard of Oz.
All right. Well, I see you. I see
And
you
did
as a
you
good
see
emerald.
that Wicked is being made into a movie, and it's going to be out on Thanksgiving? I am so excited about it. That is
Don't get too excited. It's two parts.
that.
So West was green, Glinda was north.
Okay.
Okay.
And the West sister that died under the house was from the East. She was the other Wicked Witch.
Oh, so
I only saw her striped socks.
that's right. Yeah, the Wicked Witch of the, I don't know. I always fall asleep in the flower meadow thing.
Oh, that's funny. The oak,
I
because of
forgot that there was
the
monkeys and a whole scene after that, you know, with the flying monkeys and stuff. For years, I forgot that that was even a part of it because I would always fall asleep when they would do the sleepy meadow thing. It would put me to sleep every time. And the kids watched that movie over. That was like our go-to movie. And I would always fall asleep at that part. And then one time, I think I got up and made popcorn or something during that. And I came back and I was watching it. I'm like, I don't remember this.
Where did this come from?
Yeah. I forgot there were flying monkeys in a castle and yeah, all
That's
the
spooky stuff.
all my little things. Yeah. So if I ever have trouble going to sleep, I could just put Wizard of Oz in and fast forward to the meadow.
Copy.
I'd be out. And
Yeah, that's funny.
it'll
Anyway, that
444 Spirit Girl is speaking my language. They said emerald used to open the heart chakra and peaceful interaction, comma, also association to royalty. That head just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
all
We
childhood
do need her
funny.
to pick us up at
Yeah.
the airport tomorrow, so
Yeah.
she has to fit in the car.
Right, exactly. All her childhood and probably all her life. I mean, she was like, I'm a princess. I'm a princess. You know, it was more than typical little girl princessy thing. I'm sure she was a princess in another life. And I think some people have told her that when we go to these fairs and things, they do pick up on that princess energy. So
Absolutely. Yeah.
could be.
Makes sense. Okay. We still have time for some questions. So,
Oh,
Princess
you want a question?
Tiffany.
Yes.
I also wanted to interject, better late than never. Somebody joined from Arkansas. So there you go.
Oh,
Let's see here. Do birthmarks have any spiritual meaning, like our past lives, or carry any codes?
birthmarks are showing it's residue from how we passed in another life. So it's something, it's like a mark on you to show you what happened in another life. And it may be significant to this life in that it's a reminder. Like maybe you might be in similar situations or something, and it's like trying to remind you, hey, you died before when this happened. So remember, remember, remember. But yeah, that's all they are. They're just reminders. It's just of how you passed in another life. I used to have a birthmark. We talk about this in the level one course. I used to have a birthmark. It was a dark one. It was darker than the rest of the skin. And it was like in an oval, like right in here. And no, it was white. It wasn't darker. It was white. That's right, because I remember it was the blood out. Okay. And I had, it's like early on when mom was first doing her sessions and everything, she was practicing on me. And one of the lives we went to, it was a life right before this one. I'll make a really long story short. My throat was slashed. That's how I was killed. And I remember when I was floating up, I remember watching him and I kept thinking he bled out, you know, and I wondered if that was why later, as I analyze it, is that why it was white? Because it bled out, you know, anyway. But at the time I was like, oh, that's what that's about. I was just making this note as I'm watching. I'm like, that's what the birthmark is about. I made the connection. Okay. So then later, I don't know, months later, mom said something. We were talking about it. I don't know. And she was like, you don't, your birthmark is gone. I'm like, what? I didn't even notice it, you know? So it just gradually went away because I made the connection and it was no longer needed. It was, you know, we didn't need it in this life. It was just there as a reminder. I don't know why I have to. Oh, actually, I do know why. I remember now. But it was just a reminder of, hey, you know, what happened in the other life. And, you know, and I have a big one on my back. I've had different sessions. I've seen one where I was stabbed in the back with a sword, but it's still there. So I feel like there were other things. I think I've had a lot of back things happen. So, and yeah, they're just reminders. They're just there showing you that yeah, this is what happened before.
Yeah.
And they
Yep.
can't go away. Yeah.
It can. Yes. I have one that looks like it almost looks like a little bullet hole going in the back of my leg. I haven't really figured out what that was about. But I've heard people talking also about little birthmarks or marks that they find out they have those on their bodies to remind them, like you were saying in that sense. But
Where
it's
they
a
are.
reminder, like it's your subconscious remembers what that's about, and it was there to remind them, to keep you on your path or something of that nature. So there's a lot of different reasons why
Right.
I come in with something like that.
Yeah, sometimes the many times the birthmarks on the face, like the blue or purplish birthmark on
Yeah.
the face, that those are people that's the planet they came from. They were all that color, and so it was like a reminder, this is who you really are, this is where you came from.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons why that could be there. And, yeah. And then, like you said, you made the connection and it didn't need to be there anymore. And so your body faded it out. So, very cool. Yeah. Good question. Good question. All right. Your turn to call on the
And
princess.
the best way to find out is in a session. You will find out in a session if you really want to know what it's about. Or you can just ask yourself. I mean, if you'll get quiet, see, we can do this now. You can just get still and quiet and then just ask questions and you'll receive answers. It's just, will you believe them? So there comes that trust thing again, and will you believe what you get? And that's why a session is so good, because it kind of bypasses that questioning part so much.
Yeah, and I think the session's good in the sense that you also have the practitioner there to ask more questions that you might not have thought to ask.
Exactly.
Because I can't tell you how many times a client will say they know, their higher self says they know. And if you're doing that, on your own and you're getting, well,
You don't have
tell me anyway.
explanation to ask. Yes.
Tell me it anyway. Pretend I don't know. Let's just say it, say it out loud. Or it'll be like, they're here to heal. That's another one that'll come through. They're here to do healing work. And then they'll stop there. Like a lot of people just stop there. Not me. What kind of healing work? What does that look like? How do they
Yeah,
do
and
it?
you
What does it
got
look
to
like
ask
in their
more
daily
questions.
life?
You've
How does
got
that
to ask more
change what they're doing now?
questions.
Is there anything different going on? How many other questions can your practitioner ask that you wouldn't have thought to ask? And then you got super sharp clarity on it. So, yeah.
That's why I like to say you're digging for the gold. You keep going until you get the gold.
Love it.
Okay. Oh, beautiful daughter of mine that I am cherish every day that you were born and came into my life. How's
Oh,
that?
that was
3 minutes, so
All right. This is from Matthew. They say, I've been reading The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth. Many memories are coming back to me. I remember many times my body was levitating. Can you explain any more of this happening? Was it physical?
you remember times your body levitating, but you're asking me if it was physical? You
Yeah.
remember it, so trust again, back trust to what you're getting. That's your conscious mind that comes in and goes, no, it can't be, it's not possible, it's not possible, and that keeps us grounded. If that's what you felt and you remember it, I would say, trust what you were getting. Allow that to come in, because that's who you really are. And like you said, I love it. That's what the three waves of volunteers does. It helps people remember. It's jogging those memories and allows you to see that part. I mean, so many people are like, oh my gosh, I'm not crazy. It's real. It is
Fun things. Not only is that real and you're levitating, but also when we are changing our frequency and our vibration, to somebody in a third dimension, you could look like you're pixelating.
real.
You could seem a little transparent because you're raising that vibration. The example of that is this, right? So you're changing your vibration. And somebody else is still really anchored in their 3D, they would look over at you and be like, what's happening? And they think their eyes are getting all fuzzy and they're, ah, And it's because you're raising that frequency. And there has been people that have actually got that on recordings, like filmed it. And so, if you want to explore that and just kind of play in that energy,
Yeah,
you can
absolutely.
pixelate.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. That was a great question. They're all great questions. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. I mean, you're so much fun. I love it. We're going to quickly, we have 1 minute, so I'll just quickly sum up anything and everything QHHT, and that's the sessions. That's the technique that my mother Dolores Cannon developed and created over her, my gosh, almost 50-year career. Anyway, anything QHHT, if you want sessions, you want to find a practitioner, anything about it, or events that we're doing, we will be coming out with those very soon. Just go to QHHTofficial.com and you can find Tracy there. And if you want to but get the course, if you want to become a practitioner, Tracy has a coupon code that you can use.
Yes, coupon code the magic is real, all one word, the magic is real. That'll get you 10% off your level one course. I want to shout out, I did see somebody say, oh, I got here late. Where's the replay? It's on my Facebook page, Julia's Facebook page, Dolores Cannon page, QHHT page. It is on, it'll stay on the page that you found it on. And then if you want to see archives, going to our YouTube pages, Julia Cannon or Tracy Mahan, go to the YouTube pages and you'll find the archives there as well as BBS Radio also has the archives. So if you guys are wondering about the past ones that we were talking about, the Twin Flames and stuff, that's where you can find them.
Yes, absolutely.
All
And
right,
thank you
Tiffany.
all for being here. And thank you, Tiffany. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, Tiff. Bye,
Love
everybody.
you all. Bye.